Well, we're excited once more to welcome back to the show Chris Freeman. He is, of course, from Design a Decade, asking yourself the question, where do you want to be in 10 years? Because the decisions you make now will lead you there, and we all need a little help to get there as well. Sometimes we just need a bit of guidance. Chris, of course, is a mentor, and so he's come in to offer us some great advice and wisdom for us on the show each week. I hope this is blessing you guys as well. Give us some feedback if it is. We'd love to hear from you. And some of these are just sort of, you know, the tip of the iceberg when it comes to conversations around these things, but hopefully it's at least starting some for you. Chris, welcome back. Great to have you with us.
Yeah, great. Thanks, Aaron. And yeah, tip of the iceberg, because life's pretty big, isn't it? There's a lot of iceberg under the water.
That's it. That's it. Well, look, we've talked about a lot of things, planning, time, finances, relationships. Let's talk health and lifestyle.
Should we ask some questions of Aaron, listeners? No, we won't do that yet.
Yeah, so he sits here as he adjusts his tight shirt at the moment. look, health and lifestyle, obviously, you know, I think we all want to be healthy, but maybe it's, again, something we put to the side out of a sense of busyness or lack of routine or things like that. So in some senses, it seems obvious, but also if we are thinking ahead to the future, why is health and lifestyle so important?
Yeah, for the future side of it, one of the really important things is that we live much longer than we did 100 years ago. Mm. And it's a saying, healthy people have lots of wishes, unhealthy people usually have one. I'd like to be healthy. And it's one of those things that's very difficult to fix in arrears the longer you leave it. Mm. So it all goes back to the conversation we keep having. Time is our first topic. And if it's not in the calendar, for instance, or in what you are doing, it's not going to happen. And it's the level 1, 2, and 3 time, which we talk about every week. If you leave it to yourself to do the things you need to do, there's a good chance you'll let yourself down, because it's level 3, up to you when and if you do it. And we don't get into bad health out of the first donut we eat. Mm. But 20 years of no exercise, eating the wrong foods, etc. And I'm not talking about being a fanatic. There's lots of people out there who are absolutely fanatical about what they eat. I abide by, if you eat 80% of the good stuff, your body's good enough to look after the other 20% that you enjoy.
Yeah.
So it's not perfection. But it does come back to the time and putting the time into it. The question I ask everyone, what suits you best, schedule or routine? So by schedule, I'm up at 5, I meditate, I spend my time with the Lord, I go for a run, have my shower, have breakfast, and I go to work. And that's what I do every morning to get my exercise in. I work more to a routine because I've been following this program for many decades, which gives me flexible, enjoyable time. So I walk after every time I eat.
Yeah, right.
Not for an hour, but for 10 minutes.
Yep.
The old saying, a good meal and a good lie down, it sounds fantastic, but not so good for our health and digestion and things like that. So that doesn't happen at any particular time.
Yep.
So obviously Heather and I, in retirement age, don't like that word, but retirement age, still doing the work we do because we're passionate about it, as I see in you doing the work that you're doing here and the other guys here at REMA. And so we might have breakfast at 7 o'clock and go for a walk after that, or we might be still doing a little bit of work for the day in bed at 10 o'clock and then have breakfast and go for a walk. But I walk after every time I eat.
Yeah, wow.
When we go to the shopping center, we park at the back of the parking area and we walk from there, not look for the closest spot.
Yeah.
Now we can, we're both healthy and mobile and things like that. But it's routine is the biggest thing that we talk to people about. That if we get in that conscious effort to do that, then we'll actually have it as a part of our lifestyle that we do, not something we've got to take a break from what we like doing to go and do. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I feel like, so I mean, really to break it down, schedule is you will do this at this time. Routine is almost more of a rhythm. When you do this thing, then you should do this other thing, or, you know, things, one thing leads to another, which I really like, because I think one of the things with schedule, and some people are schedule people, like they need that to get by, but there is kind of the thing of like, well, if you're like, I'm going to get up at 5 and do a run every morning, and that one morning you choose to sleep in, you go, well, I'm not going to go for a run because I missed my scheduled time for a run. Whereas a routine is the first thing I do is get up and do something. It doesn't matter when you get up, you're going to find a way to kind of fit it in,
correct,
so to speak.
And look, we've got coming through with kids and work, and there's so much of our time is taken up. But a good example of this is we've got a professional client in Sydney, right in the middle of the Sydney CBD. Huge responsibilities. Gets in at, does ride in of a morning on their bike, but gets in at 7:30, 8 o'clock, and won't leave till 6, 6:30. But what we found in our discovery, which we do in the first 90 days of someone being with us, in our discovery, he'd morning tea, go and make his coffee, bring his coffee back to the desk and keep working. Go and get lunch, come to the desk and keep working. Now, before he can have his morning coffee, down the lift, walks around Hyde Park, gets his coffee. Lunchtime, down the lift, walks around the Domain, come back and have lunch.
Yeah.
Afternoon tea, down the lift again, around Hyde Park. And his first thing when we talked about that was, I haven't got time for that. Now he gets home earlier because his afternoon is more productive.
Yeah, wow.
Gets all the work done in less time.
Yeah, I was going to say, because obviously there's health for health's sake, but health actually has a massive impact on all of our life, really, doesn't it?
Yeah. Correct. And when we say lifestyle, we don't mean the rich and famous, you know, flying around the world or whatever. It's about, again, getting routine in breaks. So, and getting it planned ahead. The gentleman I was talking about earlier had the tragedy in his life, losing his wife and then his house. 15 years later, he's fully recovered financially. He's just doing fantastic with it. Every November, he has the year penciled in his calendar for the short breaks, weekends away here, 4 or 5 days here, and a good solid 3 to 4 weeks. And around a person's employment schedule, it's hard. You've only got those few weeks that you've got to work with. And so having them planned, planning and learning, and is really important in that process, and then sticking to it, obviously. And that's the sort of lifestyle we're talking about. And even the health bit we talked about, going for that walk, or, you know, as you do, make it level two, go to the your mate's place where he's got a gym. You'll turn up because you like a chat, of course, I imagine.
Yep, definitely.
So really it's about either schedule or routine, but start early. And if you haven't started already, please, listeners, start today.
Yeah.
And really you can see the evidence of it. Interestingly, Heather and I were in Europe with our team in Germany recently. And one of the things that really struck us was how active people are there. And in Port Stephens and Newcastle, you see it as well along the coast and the like. But lots of activity, elderly people walking, climbing mountains, riding bikes. It was really significant for me to see how active the community were. And there's a lot of reports and the like on European countries that the elderly are always active. But I'm sure that didn't come when they were elderly. Because the kids were doing the cycling, the kids were doing the climbing the mountains and skiing and all those sorts of things.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
So just encouragement to listeners, work out how you're going to fit it in, not you'll do it one day.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be that you're going from, you know, where you're at to, you know, looking like an Instagram model or, you know, so like someone in a Marvel movie, because they've got intense routines, but it can just be about feeling better and just generally, you know, being a little bit fitter and a bit healthier, maybe some weight loss as that or or not, you know, even skinny people need to still have exercise. So look, that all sounds really good. I love the idea to just start and fit it into your routine, as you said, less of a schedule, more of a routine. I do a couple of little things, like I make sure I buy you know, stuff for my lunch, and I go up, so I make sure I walk up to the shops, because it's a 10-minute walk. I could drive and it'd save me a bit of time, but I'm like, well, at least that's, you know, 20 minutes a day
perfect
exercise as part of it. And and lots of other little things that we can find to do in part of it. And it actually becomes fun then. It becomes something you look forward to as part of your day and breaks it up. So, well, Chris, thank you so much for sharing with us again this week. And we look forward to getting some more insights from you coming up. And, of course, if you want to go and hear some of our past conversations, they are all available now at RemaCatchUp.com. And, of course, check out more about Designer Decade at DesignerDecade.com as well. Thanks, Chris.
My pleasure.